Welcome to Telecom Trends USA. I'm Alex.
And I'm Taylor. This week, carriers are selling enterprise-grade 5G performance, while real-world reliability and build choices are stress-testing that pitch. We'll hit T-Mobile's 5G Advanced at Scale, Verizon's Oregon outage, and rural builds that expose capacity trade-offs.
T-Mobile's EVP and Chief Network Officer, Ankur Kapoor, says 5G advanced upgrades are live nationwide. The upgrades rest on their standalone 5G core, launched in 2020, and include L4S congestion control, deployed in 2025, RedCap for lower-cost IoT and wearables, and network slicing.
5G advanced can sound like branding. What's actually different for users and buyers right now?
Lower jitter and lag on video calls and gaming via L4S, less packet loss without losing throughput. On the enterprise side, slices are productized. T-Priority gives first responders an automatic priority slice, with the NYPD as the first customer. And RedCap means cheaper, lower-power radios for wearables and industrial sensors. Importantly, T-Mobile says this is running at scale today, with no extra cost to subscribers.
Features are great. Do they have an edge in the numbers?
Kapoor claimed iPhones on T-Mobile run 48% to 50% faster than competitors, helped by up to six-way carrier aggregation on standalone 5G. Brand perception moved too. TD Cowen's year-end 2025 survey showed T-Mobile edging Verizon for the first time in 13 years. 1.96 versus 2.01, and lower is better on that scale.
But late 2005, AT&T and Verizon turned on nationwide standalone cores. If they can now do slicing, RedCap, and deeper aggregation, doesn't that erase the moat?
It narrows the tech gap. T-Mobile's edge is operational. 2 to 3 years of real-world tuning and AI-driven automation. During Hurricane Helene, their self-organizing network made 120,000 antenna configuration changes in 3 days to follow population shifts. That kind of muscle memory is hard to copy fast.
So, where's the money? Are enterprises paying for slices yet, or is this still slideware?
Early revenue proof is thin publicly. The fact that T-Priority is in market and RedCap devices are in the pipeline suggests the sales motion is real. But the proof will be paid slice SKUs by vertical, public safety, logistics, venues, and disclosed ARR tied to standalone features. Over the next 12 to 24 months, that's the window to see pilots turn into products with dollars attached.
Meanwhile, the battlefield is shifting to bundles. Comcast and Charter had about 8.1 million and 10.4 million mobile lines, respectively, by July 2025 via MVNOs. No towers, just pricing leverage with home internet. That squeezes ARPU for wireless-only players.
And AT&T and Verizon are leaning into fiber plus wireless. AT&T ended 2025 with more than 32 million fiber passings, is targeting 60-plus million by 2030, and says 42% of its fiber households also take AT&T wireless. Verizon closed a $20 billion Frontier acquisition in January 2026, gaining nearly 30 million fiber passings across 31 states. Bundle power shifts bargaining leverage toward those two and the cable MVNOs.
Which exposes T-Mobile. No comparable fiber footprint. Home internet is fixed wireless access on the same spectrum serving mobile.
Right. Their nascent fiber venture added roughly 130,000 annually, tiny next to those fiber numbers. T-Mobile's counter is spectrum efficiency, AI automation, and targeted densification to keep both mobile experience and FWA growth intact. The trade-off is literal. More FWA consumption means less mobile headroom unless you add spectrum, add sites, or offload with fiber partnerships. Over the next 12 months, watch FWA net adds against mid-band utilization thresholds in markets they disclose.
Let's hit reliability. Verizon customers across Salem and Central Oregon reported outages from late April 10th into April 11th. Verizon said a third-party vendor issue caused the interruption, affecting some wireless and internet services, with restoration shortly after 1 p.m.
Local 911 officials warned calls might not go through consistently and told people to retry or use another phone. When emergency access is shaky, regulators notice and customers remember.
As we discussed earlier this week, with the FCC tightening equipment lab rules and KYC for voice providers, the compliance bar is rising. Is this more than a one-off?
It highlights vendor concentration risk. If a shared third-party platform fails, multiple carriers can feel it at once. Expect operators to diversify vendor layers, add failover paths, and tighten SLAs with financial penalties tied to 911 accessibility. Over the next 3 to 6 months, MTTR trends, any state inquiries, and revised outage credit policies linked to emergency services will show who is serious.
Who benefits if carriers spend to reduce blast radius?
Multi-cloud, multi-vendor managed services with clean isolation architectures gain bargaining power. On the carrier side, whoever proves lower mean time to restore and fewer 911 affecting incidents will win RFP tiebreakers with enterprises and municipalities. Reliability becomes a measurable differentiator, not just a claim.
Rural builds are the other tell. In Idaho, T-Mobile added 2 new cell sites in Sandpoint, boosting coverage along the northeast and east of Lake Pendoray and Highway 200. They've built or upgraded 17 sites across Bonner County since 2024, investing more than $50 million statewide, with 39 new sites and 365 upgrades.
Residents there also get T-Mobile home internet on the same 5G network. This is surgical densification. Corridors, lakes, highways where gaps punish first responders and travelers. The economics hinge on utilization. L4S can smooth peaks, but once nodes hit congestion, you either light more spectrum, add sites, or offload to fiber partners. In rural markets without strong cable, T-Mobile can grab share ahead of fiber. In areas where Verizon now has Frontier's fiber, churn back to fiber could rise once promo pricing hits.
So the bargaining map looks like this. Enterprises gain leverage as all 3 nationwide standalone cores come online. Cable MVNOs and fiber-rich incumbents gain with bundles. And vendors with credible isolation architectures can command better terms. T-Mobile's operational head start matters, but only if it turns into paid products and consistent reliability.
One big thing to watch. By the next 12 to 24 months, do we see carriers, especially T-Mobile, report paid, verticalized slice SKUs and related ARR without an uptick in 911 impacting incidents or noticeable consumer speed regressions? That answer will tell you who's turning 5G Advanced from promise into cash. That's all for today.